Using the web to increase physical activity in college students, that was one part of my dissertation study. And we usually define dissertation as probably one of the most frustrating, if not the most frustrating project we ever get a chance to participate in. Well, it did. I have a great mentor at that time, Dr. Joe Tomaka, and he made it much easier than it usually is. So I learned a lot from him. Also, Amber Bridges, she was an undergraduate student at that time, and she did a great work with helping with the project. I'm just going to skip this, or should I read that?
No, that's right.
We can skip that, save some time.
None of the speakers have any conflict of interest.
I'm going to talk about three aspects here: physical activity, web-based interventions, and social cognitive theory, because that actually those three aspects made this whole project. And physical activity, I'm not going to talk too much into details here. We heard a lot about physical activity throughout the whole day. And as we all know and we heard, there are so many definitions of physical activity. And we use the one that says the physical activity is defined as function of its intensity, duration, and frequency. We thought that one would fit the best our needs and the whole project itself. It is one of the top health indicators in the US, but again, no matter that it helps, that it has all these benefits, many US adults do not participate in physical activity on a regular basis. Statistics shows that approximately 30% of US adults participate in the recommended amount of physical activity. About the same amount, same percentage of US adults do not participate in any physical activity. When I say physical activity, I really mean leisure time physical activity. So that leaves about 40% of those adults who do participate in physical activity at some level, but not under the recommended level, so not enough. Just a small graph to show you how that physical activity declines over time. You can see it's divided among three different age groups: high school students, traditional college level students, and adults. Data is a little bit older, but it didn't change a lot. Second aspect, web-based interventions. And pretty much here I want to just point out and summarize some of the advantages of web-based interventions. It allows reaching a great number of people. Information can be provided at lower cost. It can be seek in any place and time. And what is probably one of the most important things about web-based interventions, it is very helpful and beneficial for those people who have limited access to face-to-face programs, who live in rural areas and so on. So that brings another question: how many people you actually have internet access? And statistics shows that more than 50% of adults in the US do have internet access, and 80% of those people who do have internet access, they see internet as an important source of health and medical information, and about 44% seek information specifically about fitness and nutrition. And then we have social cognitive theory, the third aspect of this project. And social cognitive theory is usually described as one of the most widely used behavioral change theories. It provides a great framework in the prediction of physical activity and physical activity behavioral interventions. So what happened here in this study? We kind of divided the whole purpose of the study into two pieces. The primary purpose was to evaluate the efficacy of web-based physical activity intervention using the Common Core web technology. In this case, that was a WebCT versus a control group on days of weekly physical activity among a predominantly Hispanic college population. Secondary purpose was to evaluate a web-based physical activity intervention for increasing the use of social cognitive theory constructs such as self-regulation, self-efficacy, social support, and we thought they're going to be mediators of behavioral change in the level of physical activity. Our population here was participants were recruited from the University of Texas at El Paso. And it's majority of those students are Hispanic, over 72%, a little bit more females than males enroll every year. But you can see that this is not a traditional college setting, because the average age of undergraduate students is about 23 years and graduate 32 years. So we do have a lot of these, I like to say, older adults, and which is not a bad thing. And especially for this kind of project, it worked very well. We had 117 eligible participants in this study. They were all between 18 and 40 years of age. They exercised less than 3 times on average. They did not have any risk factors for heart disease and health problems. They had BMI less than 40, and they were not pregnant at that time. So that was part of the inclusion criteria. They were all randomly assigned to 2 different groups, intervention group and the control group. So the intervention group received six-week intervention, and they pretty much received 7 learning lessons that were posted on WebCT. The last 2 lessons, lesson number 6 and 7, they were combined into 1 week. All lessons were readable, printable. They could go back to these lessons at any time they wanted to, and each lesson has actually its purpose, specific instructions and activities that we asked students to complete. They were not required to complete all these activities, but they were told that, to complete as much as they could. And this is how it actually worked. This is our framework, and in the middle you can see all these 4 constructs from social cognitive theory that were targeted in intervention: self-regulation, self-efficacy, outcome expectancies, and social support. And around you can see all these 7 learning lessons, which in turn had to affect, we thought they would affect, they had effect on social cognitive theory constructs, which in turn would affect the level of physical activity among this particular population. Control group, on the other side, they did not receive any learning lessons besides very basic information about physical activity. They completed physical activity logs every week, the same as intervention group participants, and they were assessed after 6 weeks, again the same as intervention participants. Again, we had 117 eligible students at pretest. 11% attrition rate was 11%. 13% participants did not complete the final assessment. However, these rates of attrition were equivalent across groups, so we didn't have any difference here. Sample demographics, I'm not going to go too much into that, but again, the age, mean age was 25.47. We had much more female here, 64% were female, and again, majority were Hispanic, 78%. For the primary analysis, so primary analysis was on physical activity variables. 4 physical activity variables. We used 2x2 mixed between and within subject MANOVA intervention, and we have independent variables, treatment group, and time period. Dependent variables, again, 4 physical activity variables: moderate and vigorous days, moderate and vigorous minutes of physical activity. The results of this primary analysis show that all these dependent variables combined were significantly affected by time period, not by group, but we were mostly interested in treatment group by time period interaction, and they were affected by treatment group by time period interaction. So we went a little bit further, estimated simple effects for time for each treatment group, and here is, I'm just going to show you a graph instead of, so this is for moderate days, what happens. So we had intervention group who increased over time from pretest to post-test, and we had a control group who pretty much slightly increased, but not too much. For vigorous days, pretty similar trend. Intervention group participants increased from pretest to post-test. We had a control participants who actually decreased, slightly decreased over time. Secondary analysis, social cognitive theory, based on social cognitive theory variables, again, 2x2, mix between and within subject MANOVA, again, independent variables in group and time period, dependent variables, this time 6 social cognitive theory constructs: self-efficacy, self-regulation for plans, self-regulation for goals, outcome expectancies, social support, and friend social support. Results of these analyses showed that combined dependent variables were significantly affected by time period and group, but we were interested again in their interaction. There was no interaction here. The only interaction actually happened with self-efficacy. We went further to see what happened there, and this is actually what happened with self-efficacy. There was a treatment group by time period interaction, but as you can see, the intervention group participants did not change too much. Control group participants dropped a lot from pre-test to post-test, which was again in the opposite direction we expected, so we couldn't account for that. As you could see from the results, these results supported the first hypothesis, so that they showed that expected way for both moderate and vigorous physical activity to increase over time. Furthermore, step-down analysis shows these effects to be independent, and we went, as I said, a little bit further with this simple effect test, and they showed increase in the intervention group and no change in the control group. For social cognitive theory variables, it was not the case what we expected. It did not support second hypothesis, so we could not account for these changes in changes of physical activity. Overall, study found good support for first hypothesis and no support for the second hypothesis. As many other studies, we had several limitations, and these are just a summary of major limitations that could lead to further recommendations for future studies. Lack of post-intervention follow-up. We thought that maybe we should we should include these guys maybe 6 weeks after or 6 months after and see what would happen with these guys who increased their level of physical activity. Maybe they would just drop back to what they were at the beginning of the study, or maybe maybe they would take that as a habit and continue to increase in their level of physical activity. Limited time frame for observing changes, and that's pretty much for social cognitive theory constructs. We thought that 6 week intervention may not be enough to see these changes, and which is kind of maybe true for behavioral studies. What mediated the change, if that was not social cognitive theory constructs, what was that? Is that the structure of the intervention or anything else? Limited experimental control. We thought that we could control our participants to some point, to some level, but not at all levels. For example, we could track how much time they spend on each lesson, reading each lesson on WebCT, but we couldn't really say they spend that whole time reading the lessons, or they did some other homework and they were just logged in. Generality of social cognitive theory measures used. We thought that maybe some more specific measures of social cognitive theory constructs could be used, and as many other studies say, self-report measures are not the most objective measures of physical activity, and that's what we experienced here as well. So again, just to point out, to conclude, theory-based online intervention can successfully increase the level of physical activity in a 6 week period, but we didn't find that support that changes in social cognitive theory would account for these changes in days of moderate and vigorous physical activity. I would just like again to thank my chair and mentor, Dr. Joe Tomaka, and my committee members at that time, Dr. George King, Rocky Patterson, Stephen Kreitz, and Amber Bridges, who is now a graduate student, but at that time she was an undergraduate student. They contributed to this work a great amount of time and energy, and helped me out a lot. So I'm just, am I about the right time?
And we have a few minutes if you have any questions from the audience.
Yes, please.
Can you speak a little about some of the highlights of what the physical activity program entailed? I'm sure that there's a reason. Was it interactive? Did these people set goals?
Yes, each of these, as I mentioned in one of the slides, there were 7 learning lessons. So each lesson was focused on one of the social cognitive theory constructs. So for example, one lesson was focusing on self-regulation. So they had to set some goals and plans for that week. And then the second lesson was focusing on self-efficacy. So next lesson was focusing. So there were 7, pretty much 7 different social cognitive theory constructs, and then 6 six constructs, but seven learning lessons. Each lesson was focusing on different things, setting goals, setting plans, how to go about physical activity. And they had different assignments for that. So, for example, for self-regulation week, they had to set goals, what they're going to do for next week, for the following 2 weeks, and then they had to go about that. How would they overcome barriers? What would they do to complete with these goals, and so on. Yes.
Did they turn the assignments in, and did they get any feedback on their goals or their efficacy or anything? Was there any interaction there?
They did receive feedback only after intervention was done. So when they came back to the office, they could they were advised that for the following 3 weeks after the intervention, they could come anytime, and if they want to know more about the program. But we didn't ask them to submit their assignments officially, because we thought that we didn't want to make these assignments to be strict assignments that they want to complete, and then we may see some dropouts because of a lot of work to do. And so we made these assignments more like, okay, these are the assignments, do as much as you can. The assignments are encouraging. Go talk to your friends about that, and pretty much not official assignments to be turned in, which is another point. It would probably negatively affect, it would probably be more drops out, but again, a good point to include maybe next time. And
could last one more question, Ernie?
Did he give any post-experiment evaluation, like comments about what they would have liked to have seen in the lessons?
We did get some comments, and pretty much there were most of the comments from guys who did make comments were very positive, saying that, oh, I didn't know we have, for example, a rec center, or we didn't know that we could do these kind of activities, and we even got our parents participate with us. We had some students saying, oh, my mom got interested in these kind of activities, and they through this kind of intervention, they got more into that behavioral change. It's not just the physical activity, so let's go outside and run. It was more like how to change that habit, and there were positive feedbacks, but we didn't get too much about what is that they would like to see more. It was more like from those guys who made a comment, it was more like, it was great, I'm going to continue with that. But again, as I said, I wish we continue the study and see that how that affected after several months. So.
Thank you very much. That's very enjoyable.
Thank you.